Shus Havi Mari. Well, make Simon Reish pay test. The circle of Sidus Shachris. That's when we should start by Simon Reish pay chest of Aleph. The din of a person cannot miss Anna the Chi of Sudo. And we did this a year ago. Reish pay chest, all die Simon, because when the Shiva had an extra week after what happened in Tzimas Toiro. So we do Reish pay chest, because over there we discussed the circle of Sar and Soros. And Tfilas Makosh, what are you going to do on Shabbos? He spoke out then. So the kids what came out then, which really like dumb to our sim and the sim beforehand, Sif Aleph, right over there, really two main points. One is the Zechiv to eat a little bit before Chatzos, mash before Chatzos. If not, the words of Mishpura calling the Taz, the Abaya making a tiny on Shabbos. And fasting by Chatzos is a problem. According to Lavosh, Abaya is a sugya of Tainuk. Meister, there is a lingua chos, the price coming down, why people do fast pass chatzos. Either we say the amount of time is not 6 hours from the morning, it means from the time you wake up, people wake up a little bit later. Or a second reason they get involved with, you have a heter between lingua Torah and davening. Ramos says you do have, don't have a heter, Mishpura brings down the Eliyahu, maybe you do have a heter. Others bring down Mishpura for the Pima Gomer, your Torah media is also a seder. We have one halach over there, the person cannot fast pass chatzos. How the Mishnah Berurah does say over there, and in Tov Kuf Pei Dal, and Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, three different times, for Rosh Hashanah you can. That's one halacha came out. A second, fasting, you have to taste a little bit. What about negate the sugya of Suda? When does man in the Suda? That means you know the Gemara by Osik of Yizayim and Beis, Gemara being another Posik, Hayoyim, 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 it says three different times. You have a chiv to make three Sudas on Shabbos. We spoke out last time that we go like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Taz, the Smach Dakro. The question is that the Chiv Suda at night, in the morning and the afternoon? Or the Chiv is three Suda on Shabbos whenever you want? Meaning, is there a din to have the Suda Shachris before Chatzos? Do you have to stop before Chatzos? The summer is easier. In the winter is pretty hard, especially when they change the clock. Do you have to do before Chatzos? So you saw the end of Reish Ayin Dalet, which brings down a person for some odd reason to not have the Suda Friday night, from Mokum Oynis. It says then you do all three Sudas during the day. And the question is that the locho or that's medita shlumim? I mean, the vada you have to daven shachris. If you get shachris, you have to shlumim two minchas. But that's medita shlumim. But that's not that you mekayim the in shachris over here. So the question is, when you have three shlumim during the day, are you mekayim the idea of a yom, yom, yom? But that's only medita shlumim. And building upon that is, what is this man? So that's him, there's a magamishnah on Perek Lamed. He says, a locho is you have to have it before chatzos the suda. The Bach seems to go this way in Simon Shalom Adala within the Sugat Lake, we spoke it out. The Chashulchan, the Reish Peiches, he says, Bor to him, Gamal Simon's Apostle, not bringing it down, Bor, you have to start the Suda before Chatzalis.
What's the Suda? What's the Suda? Just Lechem? We have to have
something in it. No, Lechem, Lechem. What will Lechem? And we'll get to negate the Suda Shlishis, maybe that Aloch is Dafko, but Sarayim. We'll see that Be'ik, we're going to pass in this way, except in Er Pesach, it's Chal on Shabbos, Dafko, but Sarayim. Meister Mishabrua brings down for the Prima Godim, Reish Peiches. Once you toy midi, mutilus acher, you saw the Suda after Chatzos. Sound like he disagrees. Machalik Mishabrua versus Aruch HaShulchan. He spoke out then, it's through Mishabrua and Simon Shalom Medalit. Meister's form say, Roy Lochish Lechatchila, to start your Suda before Chatzos. That means number one, you should eat in the morning, a mashu al saim. And number two, even the Suda, you should wash and have a gzayis before Chatzos over here. Therefore, they bring down from Rosh Hashanah, or Biyashiv, or Letzin, Chaim Knievsky, or Tzalochet, or bring down the Chatchilo, start the Suda before Chatzos. How far to go take it, says the Letzin, let's say only washed after Chatzos, if you can't, would say, it's not to be Chayzer and bench all over again. Because maybe, the Loch by Suda Shlisha is not Chayzer, so maybe you're not Mekam the Suda right now, not to be Chayzer. But that's 2 points, in Reish Bechaz negated Suda Shachris, that's like Dom to Erosimin. Again, number one, toy midi, and number two, the correct thing is start the Suda before Chatzos. Reish Beites, there's numerous Nyanim over here, and we spoke at other places. Some of it goes through Bekitzer, some more Bariches right now. Mechabes starts off first to do the Shulchan Aruch. The second thing, to have a mito, Mitzas Yofo. The bed should be made nicely. It says the Mishnah Berurah three different ways, either Mitzad Erev Shabbos, or in order to take a Shulch on Shabbos afternoon, or, because it's in where you eat the meal, it's a bazillion to have the bed unmade where you eat the meal. It sounds like over there, if you have a bedroom, your bed's not made, you should not make your bed Shabbos morning. You should not make it. The question is why? And if your mother will let you not to, or your wife won't let you, why don't you go make your bed? We came from a sugin simin shin chav gimel, sugin vachona. We point out then that those beds are different than our beds. Those beds, they will make the bed before you want to sleep. They put the straw in, put the sheet on top of it, prepare to go to sleep. Our beds, you don't make your bed before you go to sleep. You make your bed in the morning, after Eretz, so that the room neat, to make your wife happy, each one unto his own reason, and therefore, the reason why you're making your bed is not because of the sugar of Chono, and therefore, today, when we wake up on Shabbos morning, at Gam, you don't have those reasons, the Mishnah Berurah, and that has covered Shabbos, so you make our bed. They point out, it will be an afkamina today. For example, let's say you have a high rise in the room. The only reason you want to take it out is for the kids to go to sleep at night. Never the shlof in the afternoon if your kids go to sleep in a chanami. But take it out for at night time, let the bayam and tell the sugiv achon over here. The third thing says in Mechabi, you have a mapa prusa on top of your chalas. That we spoke about Richa, Simon, Reish, Ein Aleph, three different reasons in the Apaiskim, and then afkaminas. The fourth thing Mechabi says, Tavarach ala yayin. Vorek pia gofen. Now on this, the Gemara Psochim and the Afkavor brings down, it's called Kiddush Rabbah. The great Kiddush, the big Kiddush. Different reason among the Rishonim why that's so. Two main reasons. Either Rashi, the Rashbam, it says, since the Ikka Kiddush over here is Bari Priya Gofen, and we make Bari Priya Gofen everything that we're Makadish. That means we make Bari Priya Gofen on a Pris, by Pinya Ben, by Chasno, by Shev Brochus, by Shabbos, by Yontif. Since we make a Bari Priya Gofen, Makadish everything, it's called a big Kiddush. That's the Kiddush over here is Bari Priya Gofen. Mishmur brings down another reason for the Ran. The Ran says, the Yisrael over here is Kain Saginor. Like if a person is blind, we call him Saginor or a Godol. It's a euphemism over here. Here also, since the Kiddush is not Lekul Alma Adin Deraisa, only Adin Derabon over here, they have a calling it the Kiddush Rab over here. Now the Mishmur brings down that since the Iker thing is Bari Priya Gofen, however, the different and Hog is what to go do in the Ger to the Sukkim. Brings down some start of Vishamu, some start of Vizokhar, some say Al Kemberich. Mishmur says, not start of Al Kemberich. Why call Sukkot Leiposker Moshe? I know Leipaskinon. Again, there are people who do it that way. There's limits chos among the swarm why that's so. And those who come along and say nothing. That means the Chaznish of Biskurov says not say anything. Otherwise, people make a mistake. And they think just like by Friday night, the Ikir is the Kiddush. And the Barucha is just to make, is on the surface over here. People might think also Shabbos morning, the Ikir is the Techas. And Agma making Barucha by Pierre Goffin. So those who have a meaning, not say anything. Given the Hogan and Klaisel, Narna Pashte. Now, when to go make this Kiddush, it's very clear in the Mechaber, you cannot do before davening. After davening, you can. What is after davening? Avad after Musaf is after davening. After Shachris, after Kriyas HaTorah. What is after davening? So we see by Rosh Hashanah, after Kriyas HaTorah. Might be my Kiddush. How, why, I'll show you for, but nice you can. What about after Shachris? So the Chumash, the Makor, they point out, besides the Kiddush clubs, put them to the side, what they do over there, they make their Kiddush after Shachris, they somehow miss Kriyas HaTorah, whatever the answer is, I have no idea. But without the Kiddush clubs, the Meister, we see on the Torah over here, the Olam they do, they have that Kofis, the Kriyas later on, and the Olam makes a Kiddush. We call that Torah. So we see, all Yeshivas Be'ikah make a Kiddush, some even have a Kofis later, a Kriya later. So we make a Kiddush, we see after Shachris is Mechayv the Kiddush. Come on the Chidon, and Reish Pei'vav, it brings down, if you're Mechadish after Shachris, is that the correct thing? Maybe the Ik is after Musaf. My sipping down, we might pass it after Shachris, the Sanz Chidor, the correct in Hogo, is to make a Kiddush a second time. After Musaf, we Choshev Yishrein will argue the Ik is after Musaf, not after Shachris. The Shmir Shabbat brings down, Toiv Lahadr. The Maishab, Shalom Zalman, of Nevensel, Shmuel Kamneski, they come along and say, no, we pass it, the Chiv is Shachris, make Kiddush after Shachris by Sigmund Torah is enough, to not have to make Kiddush again after Musaf. Maishab spoke out already when he learned the Sugin, Reishain Gimel, I think three different reasons. Why, even if a person has Kiddush, a regular Kiddush, after Musaf, when they come home, they make Kiddush again. My father has a minig, numerous people have this minig, they make Kiddush again. So certainly those who make Kiddush again after Musaf, there's even more of a reason to make Kiddush a second time after Shachris. It's not that simply we come in the Kiddush, again we pass him come after Shachris. Luckily we need energy to daven. You need energy, you need koyach to daven. The mashgiach of the mirror somehow sets up cake in the you're the mashgiach of the dining room, and you're the mashgiach, and you are the one in charge of the cake. You and you give out cake in the yeshiva. You're the mashgiach. That's what you do. Yeah. My father's a minig, and my father does not go to the kiddush at any of the shuls, and his children follow it that way. Also, the same thing. But again, out of all people to ask it, you serve to a thousand people cake. Now, an interesting shiloh happened once by me that I was by someone's house, and he made a gofen. He's eating, and then he realized he forgot to make kiddush. How did he do that? Yeshlodin. Some other reason he forgot. So he wanted to know, does he not to make kiddush? No, he's not. He drank wine, you know, because that's certain people drink wine.
He had kavana.
So he'd have kavana. So shalom the swarm is, what exactly had you look at the mitzvah? The mitzvah we pass a mitzvah to teach kavana by the rice of Shua and Simon Samach. Then the mishmur in my case throughout bonums. So you say over here, you had not kavana the mitzvah kiddush. Then you have to make a nocha kiddush. Or you say, no, the whole mitzvah is boripir gofen. He said, boripir gofen. Shalom the swarm, shalom zaman, shmir shabbos. The Avosner, Avosner, Mekel, Shmir Shabbos, Machmur, Shalom Zamas goes back about it. Maisa shouldn't really happen, but interesting Shaila over here. How do you look at exactly the side of Bari Pirak Elfin? Building upon that, the Iker Shaila is really. Yeah, Kenzai. Building upon that, is really, we spoke out by Richards again, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, is what exactly is the Kiddush of Bari Pirak Elfin? The thing we see clearly is only in Bari Pirak Elfin. Shema Vazacher is only a Safa, that's only on Hoggers. The Loch is Bari Pirak Elfin. Is the Bracha of Birch and Nenin? Who is the bracha brichta mitzvahs? To say it over bekitzer now, we spoke out then the difference between a mitzvah versus a brichta nenin. By mitzvahs, even though I'm not doing the mitzvah, I can do it for you. You're taking a lulav, I can make a bracha for you, and you can pick it up and shake it. The gate of brichta nenin, if you're eating the apple, if I don't eat it, I cannot make a bracha for you. So, if a person is yotzo, is he might see somebody else? As the sugi of arvis. By brichta mitzvah, yeah, brichta nenin, no. Therefore, the question over here is, I already make Kiddush Shabbos morning. Can I make Kiddush my wife Shabbos morning? Yotza Maitzi, number one. Number two is, besides the Zuk of Arvis, number two is, if the whole night bracha is Rech San Nenin, then maybe you have to taste from the Yayin, the Kiddush be kind of the mitzvah. That means we know that the Friday night you have to drink from it. Maybe Shabbos morning you do have taste from the Yayin, because it's Rech San Nenin over here. So, basically, if we saw already, brings down the Machloikis among the Shoinim, the Mordechai says the Rech San Nenin, the Ben Ruchim says the Rech San Mitzvah, the Rech Ayin Aleph. There's a brisk chumra out there by the brisk rov. He wants to tell you the ikki is brisk and nenin, and therefore every person has to taste the kiddush of wine. Atzad Hashem, before Shemachab, Bissim Kuf Samar Zayin, he writes, Bein Shal Yoyim, Bein Shal Laila, it's a brisk and mitzvah. The more we saw in Rish, Ayin Gimel, Sadal, Chud, a brisk and mitzvah. That's a bit ikki, the first time, Kach, Noyim, Klal Yisrael. You go to kiddushes across Klal Yisrael, everyone has a kiddush after davening, Kach Noyim, and myself, the person who's been kaddush, he drinks, all people, some do, some don't. That's how we pass it. They point out the two reasons why I drink from the wine. One is mitzad, maybe get the brisk of chum over here. Again, they point out, the Shlomo brings down, that when the brisk grew up, told it over to Chaim, his father, Maisi himself was not mekabel this brisk of chumro. So you should know how exactly the brisk of chum and Chaim was not mekabel it. Again, he brings out further, he did privately, was not mekabel his son. Fine, there's one thing to me, to be kind, my colleagues to train him to taste the wine. A second, we already learned in Rish Ayin Aleph, so if you dalit, every mitzvah, every kosher bracha, mitzvah to be toim. So therefore, there are those people very medactic, a machmer to be toim the kiddush of wine in the morning. We pointed out, make sure this chumrah is not made with a kulo. We have three problems over here. Number one, if you drink more than a gezayis, if you go the small share of gezayis, 5 samak, but less than a revius, which can be up to 86 samak, 150 samaks, you have a shalom bracha achorino. You put yourself in a matzav sofik. It says in the Mechaber, do not put yourself in a matzav sofik. The second thing is, if a person in the Maisa drinks wine, the loch is wine patish shamashkin. Like lechem, patish other food, we paskin yain, paskish shamashkin. Now the question over here is, how much wine do you have to drink? We should put paskin kufa and dal, you have to drink a mol lugmov. You drink a mashu, it's not enough. If you're not in the sivis, in the bialocho, a mashu, maybe it is enough. If you drink a mashu of wine, don't get involved in the shir gezayis. Then you want to have your coffee or your soda. Do you make a bracha? Says the Mishabura, you have a bayam. It's like, do you make a bracha on your coffee or your soda? Says, give you an eitzah, make a bracha on sugar. Or when, if you have a taste of other things, candy or herring, make a bracha shakal on that. Fine, but otherwise, you have a nocha bayah. Do you make a bracha on your drink?
third thing is even drink a malukmov. So now you're going to patter your other things over here, and you have your cakes. You make al gefen al michi over here. When usually the kiddush on the mitzvah novim, there is a vosner and a biyashiv, or you're going to go this way. Mitzvah novim does not patter shamashkin. Other places can say, more places can say it is patting shamashkin. So even if you want to take on the side over here, this chumra of the biskir of, or the idea of mitzvah min amuchar of kosher bracha to go taste, I tell a lot of people do not take it on, because usually it leads to problems. Negate bracha choino, negate patting shamashkin, how much go drink over here. Yesh lonav, it's a chumra that's kedai. Tam chacham do the sugya, echanami. If you don't know the sugya, it's very shred to take on this chumra. Now, just what comes out, negate yotza moitzi. Okay, we're passing his arvis, his machaber amo over here. However, we saw also in Reshan Gimel, the Mechab brings down, the only time you can be Maitzi somebody else, when a person is not a Baki. When they're a Baki, a person should not be Mekanish for the other person. So what happens? Your wife comes inside, you say, you know, make Kiddush for your wife. Maitzi, your wife's a Baki, make her own brach over here. Mechab says not to, but she brings down the Pichot, says, even like a Chila you can. The Halacha says, be the Evel Maitzi, no problem. The Shmuel brings down, the Klai Yisrael is not medactic upon this Mechab over here. They go more, the Cholopunks, but the Evdi Yoitzo. There's Noche Inin, not to make Kiddush for somebody else. Mitzazuga being Makbid, Mitzazuga Vakpoto, Mitzazuga being a Baki. The Baki makes the own Kiddush. Noche problem, they point out, two other problems, is that Negate Birch Sagoimel, one person flies, one person is a sick person, and he got better, get healed. The Loch is, one person cannot make a Goimel for somebody else. Together. Two different agreements over here. Can it work two different ways? One inside of chayla, one inside of flying. So the question over here is, when your wife comes in, for you to make the bracha, is it berchta nenin? For her to become mitzvah kiddush, is berchta mitzvah? Come on, Piskei Tshuva is being down to the Paiskim, says, even if you hold that she's not a baki, she's a baki, we're not didactic about that. You have no chabaya, it sounds, how in the world is berchta nenin become in a berchta mitzvah? That's his kiddush. Birchta Gemel is working two different ways. Here the Yisrael Shabbat is, the Birchta Mitzvah is to make a Birchta Nanin. It's to make a boy for your girlfriend. The Wartana is the Hachila, no problem over here. So, Maisa, it's interesting, whenever I give a shiur about this, so this Shabbos, two women knocked on my door and asked where Mishpacha's guardian, we're going to find it, so we invited them to come and join our meal that we started already. They walked in, two women from the Vey. So I asked him, do you make Kiddush? Did you make Kiddush yet? So I said, do you like to make Kiddush or should I make Kiddush for you? Now I already built my suit already. And they were, I didn't want to ask them the Bucky, not Bucky from the Vey. But they were not comfortable coming to my house. So the mice, they said, yeah, make Kiddush. I made Kiddush for them. My daughter right away asked, but Tati, I can make a bracha by your girlfriend. So I said, don't worry, they're drinking over here. You eat it for them. So the mice, you have nocha, the thing you have to worry about. If you make a bracha, they have to drink, Kamal says this for him. If they don't drink, and you know the suda, you drink wine during the suda, which I'm medactic to drink wine during the suda, the askbikasher, the bracha of a boy pek often during the suda, to have a bracha on the top of it. So even when your rebbe comes in during the kiddush in the shul, and you want to make a kiddush for her, you cannot be the one drinking it. Because you, I'm already made boy pek often. The boy pek often thyself is for her. She has to drink a little bit.
They also have to come on to be mitzvah.
Yeah, I was doing it for them. Yotze Moitzi.
Does she have to drink or should she have the
same? No, she has to drink. The boy pure girlfriend she needs. If it's whiskey, it's a whiskey also. Whatever it is, she has to drink. Not this year. No way, not this year. So you have a bayam tzatzugi of baki again. Bialocha b'di evel kulam yotze. You have a question, b'chse nenem, b'chse mitzvah, maisha, the there is no bayasem shalom zalman. Another thing, you have to make sure the maisha they drink over here. And this is all, I think, Chazor from last month. Over here, the look is very clear. The person cannot eat before davening, says the Mechaber, Meshabrua, the Paikim. The reason is, since before davening, when is his man Kiddush? Because Mechaber says his man Kiddush is after davening. Why can he not have the suda before davening? What happens if a person is allowed to have the suda before davening? For example, a person is a chayla, and therefore the doctor says you have to wash, you have to have a suda before davening.
Yeah.
Is there now a din kiddush? The whole reason, says the Mishmur Pshan the Merchaber, the reason why a person is allowed to drink water before davening is mitzad. There is no, you're not allowed to have the suda right now. if you let out the sudo before davening, do you have a chiyuv kiddush? Come on, Tosfos for Shabbos. I bring that two sides. Tosfos was saying, Avada, l'chori, I have it in kiddush. Why? Because right now you have the sudo. Atzad Hashedi, maybe, Chazal will not glaze to have kiddush right now, because before davening. Ruf yabiyadi. It's not clear. And my said, Bialocha Paskin, it's a follow, he's very clear. He writes, if a person is chayla eats before davening, the locha is, it's, he has to make kaddish. He has to make kaddish.
What if the grass passes?
No.
Let
me get to the shear. Chayla. We'll get to the shear.
So
they eat the Mishmur says, very clear, you saw the Bialocha, right? He says, a chayla is it, who is allowed to have a regular suda before davening, has a chiv to mekadosh. Bialocha, Tiyadovid, Moshe, and Zafakim, he says, Kfar HaYizokin, Tzabachochmum, Shalom HaZaman, Abliyashiv, Shmir Shabbos, Kev Talochis, the one time you have a chiv kiddush. Now, Lemaiso, the Elims did not seem to go this way. Either they want to bring down the Beishiv, over here bring down the Rivet sheet to allow to eat before davening, you know, pass on the Rivet, be sure to raise some of the test that way. But Oid, those one mefakvik, upon this whole entire Bialocha beer, they want time to chiv kiddush only after Musaf. Chazal want to mechayiv you. Like goes to where it takes your Shabbos. Void. There is a question, even in the Bialocha, how far do you take the aside? Is it a situation when you're having dafka students kva? Or are you going to students aray? That means those usually eating in the morning are not sitting down to have a real student Shabbos. They're having a student aray over here. That means coming with Mashag, and Moshe after being down this Bialocha over here, from Zaman comes Lochas, they all want time to be Iker, when a person over here is only having, as soon as Arai, having fruits and vegetables or Ainze, then even though the Loch is that we pass to make tests, they only have water before the evening, only water, or you're coughing tea with sugar, without sugar, say yes, sugar. Say maybe even Coke, some of us are fine, can the get enough water in certain places, each one onto his own. But fruits and vegetables, you should not have. For here, Maish, they get the Chaylo. Fruits and vegetables are beseder. Why? Because that's not the chalageda of a student's kvar, it's only the chalageda of a student's arai. A Kamlung of Moshe says, what about things that are mazainas? So a Kamlung says, if that pass of a kistin, the kvar sudo, they get a pass. Even if it's not kvar sudo, we sing that over here to eat it. So they have a bayam, he said, where's the kiddush? But let's say it's a case he calls mavashalit, portridge, porridge, right? So you mavashal over here. Or something that is a Yisham Kugel, that's a no true apostle here. Kamal Moshin says, the Bialocha itself is a Kiddush. Void, we already learned how Machlokes among the Paiskim, a Kiddush from Makam Suda is a Dafko, had true apostle not. But start the two sheeters over here, a Vada person can be Makel before davening and eat, which is the right bit over here, without a case of Kiddush. But Kamal over here, you have to realize, Mishmur is saying a Kiddush. People want to eat Passover over Kisnan, so Moshe, before davening, and the hetzes, because I have no energy in mechila, I can't down with koyach over here. A lot of places can say, if a bayam, it's on the sugar, where's your kiddush? Now you can want to say the minig oilim is not like the bialocha. If it's a bialocha, right, b'li choylik that way. That means if you want to eat before davening, simcha upon the hetzes of choylik, the cholpach is take things over here that are not nechil to get a pass. Take other things, not nechil to get a pass. Another question, we're saying over here, a person... I was brought up in my house that we had coffee and cake. We had coffee and milk, not coffee, we had cake and milk before davening. So that was how I was brought up. I don't know what to say about that. My house, my father, not make kiddush. Maybe we'll get to also women make nachas here. Women have nachas reason why they make all. Now, we're saying over here again, the loch is you're allowed to have water before davening. So, the question they do discuss, so let's say a person, my story happened in my house, a person went to sleep on Purim, that's called Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and they woke up Shabbos morning. And they missed the meal Friday night. Slept all night, and this year in Chutz Laaretz, now in Yerushalayim, Purim comes down on Friday. And Yerushalayim has Purim with Shulish. Coming with something to discuss, where are you right now? Are you before davening a Shacharis, and then you're allowed to drink water, the guy wakes up, he has a headache, he wants to drink water. Or no, the Maisa, he really chayev to have kiddush at night, and he's not allowed to drink water before the kiddush at night. So that lochan reish ain't aleph. Then we now drink water and wakes up till he daven shachris. So where is he holding exactly? Is he holding the level before his Friday night kiddush and he can't drink water, or is he holding before the Shabbos morning davening and he can't drink water? So Maisa, I said among this forum, Shlomo Kugel has a tshuva about it. I don't think he's discussing it. Forum, but he writes, once you chal upon a person the mechayev to have kiddush, you could not drink water. Shani the Shari Deo says, what do you mean? Before Shabbos morning, before the davening, can't drink water. So Chokhmah says you can. Shmuel Shabbos Maisa is machmer. Rav Chaim says Machmer cannot drink water. Shigal Das Shaila among the Svarim. Shlomo Zalman says he's sleeping Machmer. Once you have the Chiv, you should be the Chiv is still upon you. That's the Mishnah getting involved in the Shaila over here. Now, one of the main Shaila they discuss even before davening had to apply practice is Negei Tanoshim. That means the starting point, the Pasht is we have Mishmur according to the Pima Godim, and he's very clear. The Loch is Noshim will also shake Zalocho Kol Mili of Shabbos Ishvi Ishishovim. Coming from Iran, the Zoch of the Shomer, men and women are even, and therefore it should come out that just like men, the halacha is they can only have water before davening and nothing else, and after davening they have a chiyuv kiddush. Women should be the same thing, after davening they have a chiyuv kiddush, before they can only have a case of water, or whatever is nichl in the category of water, whatever that is. Maisa first, the Swarm pointed out that the Swarm did not seem to have Maram Chalav on Sochem or Dav Kavov. Maram Chalav is very clear over there, but he says, Chazina Bei Rav, the Maisa Noshim did not seem to be medakli upon this in their apartment kiddush. They sure went this way. First, number one, we have a Ram Chalavo. Number two, those women started to write Vachito. It says you let her in general eat before davening Shabbos morning. Again, brought down by the Beis Yosef by us, and we saw it in the Magen Avraham Reis Hanoktes. But taking it even a step further, the main question is what exactly is their davening? That means you have a look in Simon Peites before davening a lot of water, coffee and tea, and it's Klolim. But what is davening in the Geir Tanoshim? So you really have to first take a step back. What do women have to go daven? We have the loch in Tzim Kuf Vov in Arachayim. Over there it's a machloikis, if Tefillah didn't Rabbanon, the Raisa machloikis, Rambam versus Ramban. The Rambam says, Tefillah is a din de Raisa, and Hayim Mekayim Tefillah, Ezen Bakoshis. Let's call it Berch HaShachar. However, more than that, Shachs Mincha Marit, it means to say is man gromo, and Noshim are part of him that. That means according to the Rambam, the idea of deraisa is eizim bakoshes. It's very stark to deraisa, but eizim bakoshes. Afshad Hashani, the Ramban sheet is, tfilo, nap eis atzoro, the din rabbonon. Why am I trying to boy rachmi, din rachmonis? Says Ramban, what? Noshim do not need rachmonis, don't need rachmi. Monk Tushin, that flamma dalit. Elamai, women are the same chiv as men. Chazal Masakim Tefillah are men who did the women. So come down to the Rabbonon, now there's a more of a chiv on women that the Daven, chiv to Daven, Shachris and Mincho, Shemon Esrei, and all the halachas, men and women are equal. So you have one malach, the Rambam, Ezer Bakoshis, his derisa is Ezer Bakoshis, we have the Rambam, and there is no Rabbonons. We have the Ramban, the Rabbonon, but his, the Rabbonon is a chumrah, that men and women are the equal. How do we paskin? So Mishpul brings down in Kuvav the Magen Avraham that Rav Noshim were knowing like the Rambam Ezer Bakoshes Birchas Hashachar Kol Birchas Hashachar. However, the Mishpul says La Locha Rav Apoiskim is yet do like the Ramban, you have equal davening like men and women. So we have Rav Noshim versus Rav Apoiskim. Rav Noshim, the meaning of the Noshim is Ezer Bakoshes. And Rav Apoiskim, Mishpul says the Iker is the Locha is yet daven men and women equal. But that's first the how Meshibua sets it off. His words are Roy Noshim versus Roy Poiskim.
No wins.
Now the question is what to go do. And Hogan's showing us in Klai, so what to go do. This is also in between Mahalach. The idea over here that women, when they have time, they daven. And when they have no time, Oiskim Mitzvah, they're tired over here, take care of children over here, they take on the same upon the sheet of Ezer Bakoshes. Now the question over here is, again, how to look upon the Getu Kiddush over here. When's the Mechayv in Kiddush? It's kind of long time for Shabbos, brought down by Prima Godim, they saw Ben Ishchai and the Svarm afterwards, come on, all of them go to the same Mahalach. Women have a Chiyav Kiddush, men or women, the may say equal, after davening. Which davening? Whenever their davening is. Whatever their davening is. If their davening is Bakoshis, then they wake up in the morning, You want to have your coffee, that's only before Bakoshis. After you say Bakoshis, the loch is, you cannot without making Kiddush. If you're davening, it's Fakert, Ishman Esrei, like men and women, like even, like Mishmur, like Roy Paiskim, the loch is, you can say Bakoshis, you still have your coffee, or whatever is nich in the category of coffee, some say whatever, your fruits, vegetables, or kodaymo. And then, when you have Yishmon Esrei, then you have a Chiyah Kiddush. That's a bit ikka the place, come on, go. Shlomo Zalman, or Letzion, Kavis Halochas. They say, what is the ikka? What, you have to, that means, when people ask me, do women have to make Kiddush when they wake up in the morning after they daven, or after Bakoshes? The answer is, what do they always do? What is their tefillah? How are they knowing?
Coffee can be their Kiddush. Coffee can be like water.
We discussed the Chaman Medina, we hold another way.
Water in the morning?
Yeah, Mishwa says it's water. Again, with sugar, even today, Yeshua Lismark, not a problem. But the Shram says even Coke in the morning, same thing like water in those days. Same level of air. Now, that means we have to define what defines a person's davening. That means we're saying whatever she does constantly, Talmud, constantly. What defines constantly? One question the Shram discussed, let's say during the week, she always says about kosher, and Shabbos, she has more time, she always does Shemoneh Esrei. She was a, you know, what is that? The person have a right to have, during the week have one anhogo, and Shabbos have a different anhogo, and the nafkamina is, then she can say about kosher on Shabbos, can now still have her coffee, everyone has to have their coffee, and then daven afterwards. So my succumbing with Noma Zilber, the Lichas basic goes this way, says, what do you mean? During the week you're all about kosher, you went like the Ramban over here, Reb Noshim, Atati Sashi, how can you switch on Shabbos? Ashad Hasheni of Liashim, of Scheinberg, Chabur wrote to Mechaim Knievsky this way, a Berkut goes this way. No, you can't. You have a right to say, my tefillah right now on Shabbos is what? At more time, the kids sleeping late over here, whatever reason, then someone can take care of my kids over here. And therefore, at this time, my tefillah is Shemoneh Esrei. I have a right now to say my koshus, which the better I'm hoping to go do before you have your coffee. Thank God, Shemoneh Esrei. Then have your coffee, and then you can damage Shemoneh Esrei, and then have a chiv over here of Kiddush. So again, so the local Paiskim say, when's the Kriya of Kiddush by Noshim? After Tefillah. What Tefillah? You have to know whatever you define that Tefillah is in general. Now that's Biklolius. Come along with Moshe as a Kiddush and says, that's the gate to girls. Let's say the husband's not around, but let's say the husband's around. It gets involved, but maybe the wife cannot have a suitor without her husband. She's Meshubah to her husband. And therefore, maybe her Chiyav of Kiddush is only after the husband davens. Because the husband didn't daven, my kids had a husband. She meshubah to a baal, meshubah to a husband. So Moshe wants mechadish a tanya that Isha can even kveres to on a pass before she and him, before he daven, before she davens. Because no, she has no kiddush yet until the husband davens. A kiddush also. So come along another reason, a heter over here, what comes out, why Noshma have more of a heter to eat a cake with a coffee be more than men. Come on, Moshe, he says, even though cake is passed over Kisnin, but the wife and the husband are not daven yet. Let's say she makes Shemoneh Esrei. Husband daven 8 and 9, she woke up 7, take care of the kids, want to have a cake and coffee. According to Moshe, there's no problem. Yeah, I should go this way. Moshe says a couple limitations. Number one, he says, daven can negate your wife, not negate your daughters. Number two, he says, if the Isha did daven, Gami says, I'll be swarish, but she's still mishum with her husband. Loch is loy pluk chazal, he wants a taino. And therefore, the Indian over here is, you have to make sure she holds by cautious is enough. Then once she says by cautious, you can't have a cake over here anymore. Gets involved with the bialocho, eating a cake before davening, gets involved with the rabbit sheet. Mais a lot of places, the Kseira Moshe, they quote over and say it's a chidish otzom. Shomazam wants to argue, Kavs Alochas wants to argue, the new of Simple Bottom and Kavar Oedek Shabbos, he says, I'm right against it. We really see the idea that the Isha Meshubah, that she cannot have two suitors. Yes, Meshubah to her husband. So I'm a suitor with her husband. Suitor by herself. Can have an extra suitor. But you forget. We even say she has to have it with her husband. Take it a step further. Where do you see it from? There's no, it's a Chiddush Otsam that's not brought down by the Paiskim. They want to argue the Moshe. My son is a Moshe out there. Nochli Meshus, Nochat Siv, why the Chalapach is Noshem have a better reason why they'll have cake before diving better than men over here.
It could be also saying if he dabs earlier, before, then she won't be able to be just
drinking. No, then.
No, because he has the
chiyah. No, kviya pas. Coffee, but she can't have. She doesn't know chiyah kiddush yet. I'm saying only a pas. After bar kosher, no problem. But sipe is a local of Chmah Medina. We went through that by Arichas when you learned Simon in the Ein Reish Beis. Siftes, incoming koimoi. Simon Reitz Adi. We have a Mechaber, it's titled the Simon is B'Shabbos Yashlo Me'a Brochet B'Peris. We have a Simon over here to eat Peris on Shabbos. So instead of the Sugim Me'a Brochet, you have to first discuss the Sugim B'Klolius, and then to focus on Shabbos. Mekov Me'a Brochet B'Klolius is Gemara in Menochus, Dapim Gimel Beis. Gemara brings down a Brisa for our mayor. The mayor says, Chayv Odom Levorach Me'a Brochet B'Chol Yoim. Shnevo Potsik and Ekev. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from you? So what do you see in the Pasuk Ma? For them, Mahalchim among the Rishonim. The way Rashi says Ma, you read it, Meyo. Meyo. Rashi, the Rif, the Rosh, Ma, Hashem, Meyo. A second Malach, Tosfos, he says there are 100 Oseus. He says, really, if you read the Oseus in the Pasuk, there are 99. However, you take the word Shoyal, it spells Shin. It said a chaser, and if you put in the case of Malay with the extra vav over there, then it comes out to be 100 oisius. The way Rabbi Bechai says it over, say ma temeyo is 100 oisius. Second malach, you put in the extra ois. A third malach, ma temeyo. A third malach among the rishonim, come on Tosfos. Second shadow there in at bash, the word ma, the mem is for the at bash is yod. The hay and apash and sadis, you did sadis give marks you 100. So you see over there a case of 100. A fourth malach among the Rishonim is ma, the tagma ma, says the Sefer Minhagos is meo. So we have a gemara that says, from the posuk of ma'is, v'ati shol ma, shom kecha shol mi'imoch. We have a way of food in malachim, how we see the idea of meo. Chayiv od mevoch, mei brochus kol yoyin. Now, once we have this yisoy shabai, is it dindar abonon or dindar aiso? Now, if it's a gemachio, it could be a case of dindar aiso. So Elman knows, no, sir. We'll get to Bez Hashem. The Nozer, the Loch is Tam Nozer Shloshim Yoim. Gemara says, how do we know? The Pasuk says, Yia. Yia is Gematria 30. So we see Yia, 30, Gematria Dindiraiso. So maybe Meir Brochus is a Dindiraiso. The counts of Bahag in the Reim, the Tarik Mitzvahs, Meir Brochus. Wow. One of the Tarik Mitzvahs says the Bahag comes to the Reim is the Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus. No. No, you can do any bracha you want. I don't know, you wake up in the morning and take Hashem with bracha to Hashem. I say thank you to Hashem. Everything you do during the day, you thank Hashem. When to go say it is the rabbanon. What to go do? You have a chiyum brachas. Come on, in the Eskei Kasha. Then in Shmuel Bey, the Perichot Gimel, the Gemara brings down, Pasuk says, then when David Melch was on his deathbed, he said over his lasting legacy, "Veila divrei David achroinim, num Dov ben Ishai, num agevah. What I do as hukum earl, Mashiach al kayakov, when the im zmirus Yisrael, I was the Mashiach. I did the zmirus that said to Hillim, as hukum earl. What is hukum earl? Says the Medrash that in Klai Yisrael, Bezman David, there was 100 people who were passing away, 100 bachelors were passing away, and Magaifa Klal Yisrael. Dover Melch saw up, Yerucha Kodesh, he stopped the Magaifa, the Elim should say over 100 brachas. This Medrash is brought down by the tour, it's in Menvov. The Nesh came over there, the Vush, the Taz, Mishmur, the Graz, all the place came over there, bring it down. So we see who is Mesak in it? Dover Melch, up Yerucha Kodesh. So how the one could be a Dereiso? So Maisa, this is a same Manning. And the Ben Machai, they say over, the Bechem that Takona was ready for Moshe Benu was massacring it. Except it was forgotten. They have left the case of the Magaifo. The Chos of Yisraedim, Dov Lamelech. So we have the idea of either it's ready, Tarek Mitzvahs, or Moshe Benu, Choser, Vesaknum, Kviya, Keina, Gedev, Dereiso. Atzal HaShoni, Lamais, the Rambam and the Ramban, in the Shroshim, they bring down the Bahag that he counts numerous mitzvahs to Rabbonans. They say he made a mistake. The example, the Rambam, the bombing down, one example, they say he's Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus of Vadin Rabbonim, the Chredim, the Mabit, It seems most from understanding as Mach Darkro, it's only a dinner rabbon. Shem Mach Leukis, a rabbon or deraiso, some put on tarik mitzvahs, and vada v'rechi and meir brochus. Again, there are all those who want kula biz chasidus, and they point out the pashal losh, the gemara, the shen and the paiskim, the words are chayiv odim levorof meir brochus. The words are chayiv. So pashas, we have a chayiv, shall where the mechayiv is coming from, or we have a chayiv over here. And once we have the chayiv, what's the avono? What's the time behind it? To understand what the pasuk says, "Makor is Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach Kiim Liyiro Lechet B'Chol Derochov Lahavoy Soy LaOvdoy Kol Vavchol Nafshicho." You have an idea over here, a pasuk that Hashem wants Meir Brachas, and then the pasuk goes on saying the idea of Yiro, the idea of Avo, the idea of Lechet B'Derochim, the idea of Avoido. What shaychus does Meir Brachas have to do with the hemshich of the pasuk? Judas machte ba amo, but how, what does the pasuk of Meir Brachas have to do with this concept over here of a year of lachta b'drachim? Says over there, Kitchon Orach, the Simon Vav, the Ken Oiro, Ben Yoyodo, Ben Ishchai, I come out from the first with the same idea, the Mashon, the Sugim, Menachot, and Mem Gimel. They say over your side, the person who says over a bracha correctly, take out what it says in the Orachayim, Simon Hei, say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hashem Zadoyna Kol, you say Elokeinu, you say Zetakiv, Balichodesh, Balkoiches Kulom, you have Kavono, you don't say over the words, Guf Bli Neshomo, Im Neshomo. The idea over here is, Avader, you say that, Oli Ta Avo, Oli Ta Yiro, Oli Ta Ovda B'chol Levav Kamchol Nafshechem, Oli Ta this concept. In the same Brocha, same on Brochas, you bring down Zakdom over here.
It's more than that.
Just it is. No, sisava. You say, "I love you." There's no sisava. That's more than the lead to. That's where it is. See, it's a sisava. The way Matzio Salman says of Mashkiach Lekut Zatzal, he's an Akdom with the same bracha. It's brought over there. He says a foolproof means instilling it into oneself your Shemayim. What a foolproof way, guaranteed way. This is how to Meir Brachas. So the site of the pasuk, it might be a smachta, it might not, but the site Shabbai, you work on a bracha correctly, is either my father saying over from I'm sure it is, or another way the swarm is saying over, it leads to that way. With this, you can understand what it means in next week's parashah, in Kisavoy. Over there, it brings down that we have 100 klolas. You read the pasuk, Psukim, says 98 klolas. Says Rashi with Vaisava Kol Chayli Kol Makiri of 100 klolas. Says the Kishon Aruch, you want to protect yourself, be making from the 100 klolas. Say the 100 brachas Kol Yom VeYom. Best to be for one Zechidah. It's Eli Rabba. It's best to be a Rishon or a Kerech. Brings this idea down. Now what Shaychus?
I go when COVID was around. That was the school of Kibbutz. Prevented my getting COVID.
We can't ask the people afterwards.
Now,
the question is, what shaychus does a Meir Brachas have to stop the kolos? Now it makes a lot of sense. Essentially, by partially, you read the Torah, you read the Pesukim and Kisavai, it says, if you do the mitzvahs, you get the schar. Don't get the, do the mitzvahs, you get the oish of the klolos over here. Come on, the Arishon, go down to the Pesukim HaLocho, you want a way to go protect yourself from the klolos, do Meir Brachas. The Torah says, do the mitzvahs, and the Chazal is saying, if you're making, do Meir Brachas. Essentially, if you do Meir Brachas correctly, that leads to Ava and Yiro, maybe the date to mitzvahs, that's how you get there. This is the stepping stone. And the leads to this yisoid over here.
Not a lead, it is. Lead.
Now, taking him a step further, the Bach, when he says all the Simen Vav, he says, even bezmanazeh, you have a skon of miso, say the Meir Brachas, it protects you from the idea of miso, kovod, the kodoymo. And my father said over, it's really a Bach, this yisoid over here. We're talking about Eli Rabba, Prim Gordim. That means people, Meir Brachas is a chiyuv. You want people today want Sigulas in the Yonim? Fine, we got schools in Yanamos over here. It's making, it protects, it meets Lisa Avenue, it takes away the clothes over here. So where do you want to come from? You need schools in Yanam? We got it. Well, the Chiv, we got it. Maisha, something you have to be Zor, and strength idea of Meir Brock is over here. I can't tell one of the first questions they ask is that about the Chiv Meir Brock is on men. Is the Chiv Brock is on Noshim? Now, the question they point out, Noshim, Meirav is only Rishos. So the missing over 20 brokers for Meirav. Void the Sfaradim hold Nochim Mincho. Missing over 40 brokers. Void the Roiv Noshim against Roiv Poiskim. They don't even Shachwis. Missing over 60 brokers over here. So the question is, where are the Meir brokers and Noshim? Do they need Meir brokers?
I'll show
you. So when I. So when I. Shana Rishayna. I went over to I learned the base of Talmud by Dwayne Schwartz and Beryl Schwartzman. So I went over and I asked him, is there a din Meir Brochus for Noshim? He told me, yeah, there is. So I asked him, Ayin, Noshim not Ha-Marif. Says, who says? Go with my daughter. So I went over to the daughter and asked him, Ha-Marif? She said, yeah. So I said, why? So my father said, Meir Brochus. Fine, okay. Is it a great question? I'm not sure client that asked him, he says, why not? Meir Brochus. Avad Yosef. He says, yeah, women of Chiyah Meir Brochus. The is I, Meir Brochus. Women of Nochiyah Mincha, Nochiyah Meir for the Sfaradim. He says, the Nash. Women of the Sfaradim call me Cheder Cheder. Also, he said, they want, they can have Mincha, they can have Meir, no problem over here. Chaim Knievsky, as far as I see, 9 different Sfaradim bring down this question, and all 9 say the same thing. Also, in Meir, women who have the same Chiyah Meir Brochus like Anoshim. If the sons go this way, Yachay Yosef, Allah Kabrua. And numerous from say women have a chiyuv like men. Atzad Hasheni. Shlomo Zalman asked a question. He says to Maisa, that's not the minig. They don't have to. Rav Scheinberg, Rav Vosner, Rav Stromberg, Shever Kossi. Numerous from go to the 5 carats, say the Maisa, women don't. Now the numbers, if you want, I've written down over here. 32 say women don't have to. 15 say women do have to. The Yashiv is brought down in 11 as far in 4 different ways over here. But Maisa, what to go do? But what's this?
52,
it doesn't make a difference when it counts. The question, what's the lumpness, how to apply it? Now, first, the lumpness, why yes, why women should. Hashis, is this a mitzvah is man gomo, in his man gomo? Who are the idea of Meir Brochus is all day, every day. So those who want me, mach meseis nechel geder mitzvah say, shleis man gomo. Therefore, it's go do, it's not say. Drabon de Reiso. Whatever it is, even the Drabon de Sakin, it's Ains Mangromo. Whatever it is, it's Ains Mangromo. Drabon de Reiso, whatever it is. Aleph. Second, I point out, where is the Makor? Ma Hashem Kekal Shom Im Chokim Liro. And what? The women don't need the Yero. Third, where is the Makor? Second Makor, Dovah Melech. It's the same for the Magaifo. The Gemara in Kedushin of Lamed Aleph says, women are chayv mezuzah, why? Noshim boy chayv. They all see life. Also the same for Magaifo. Fourth, depends what metrics you're quoting, and therefore still who says. Fourth is, the Loshin of Gemara and the Poskim is chayv odom. I still want to say one time that women are not get of odom, like, I don't know. I saw that scene, they say chemin, you write very clear, Noshim get of odom. The words are chayv odom, call you odom. A fifth reason is, again, it came back from Dovin HaMelech. The title of here, why women don't have to, why? Because the Mincha, Meir, they don't daven. By the time of Dovin HaMelech, there was no Anshei Knesset Gedolah, who was not around yet. There's no Tikkun Mincha Meir. How would they do Bizman Dovin HaMelech? Who is the Meir Brochus of Bizman Dovin HaMelech? What happened? Every person, they said their own Brocha however they wanted. There's no Ashiyos also, right? There's no Tikkun a Brocha. Everything you do, you thank Hashem for. Brocha Torah Hashem, Kinnah Melech Haylam, whether it's Ashiyos, whether it's for walking, whether it's the sun shining, whether they're seeing a nice flower over here, whether they're seeing grass over here, they made their own bracha.
Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem. There was no bracha per se, there was no tikkun for it. So now, therefore, then, there was no mincha ma'ariv. So men and women were the same. So why should not be different? So Chaim Knievsky, what did they do with Zman Dovah Melech? They just said brachas. And they could have mincha, they could have 50 brachas in Shemana Esrei, they can do whatever they want. They could have also. That then was what? There was no Drabonim then. There's no Shemun Esrei then. It was Dovah Melech. No Shemun Esrei. They did whatever they wanted. So there's no difference. Kitano, women did not do like men by Maariv. There was no Maariv then. I mean, they want it. Everything was the Nusuk Shabbai was not the Nusuk, was not Misakis. Right, that's it. What do you do? Whatever, as men and women even. That's one side. That's said why not should be chayiv. We had five reasons why not should be chayiv. Ein zman gomo at the time of Shabbai chayiv odom. Maisa dogamach. What do they do in those times? I said to show you. Those who disagree, they first of all said Shtomach. He writes one line. This one again a mitzvah says zman gomo. Don't explain exactly why that's so. What's called nichol get a mitzvah says zman gomo. Another reason said of Osner, look at where the with Shainim in the place we're counting, they're counting Mariv. We don't have to count Mariv. They count Tefillin. They count Tzitzis. They see the fact that Potem certain things, the Chazal, the people are counting it, it's not in this category. Well, the third thing they point out, the Svam discussing what to go do when Rosh Hashanah comes up. What to go do by Yom Kippur. What happened to, when they ask, what are Nashim going to do? They forgot half the population. They're asking what to do on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, at the time. Half the population doesn't count. Elamai, they see that they're not asking this question. It must be, there's no chiv.
Must be they have had to do without a chiv.
Kenzai, the Meister, before Tov Shemem, before 1980, I could not find that one save discuss this question. That means it was poshut. Not sure which way. Afterward, I've seen 90 different from discuss this question. Different tshuvas, shailas, questions, the auras over here. So, it was poshut, and I don't know what exactly, it was clear, it was one way. You can argue me Khan Lakan. So what we should get out of it, Lacholopochus, is whether women have to or not. I mean, if it's not to, maybe they should. But Lacholopochus is Shemazar is us men that we about to do have to. That means one of the things they point out, the Yashiv is Shuma, the famous Shuma is Chelik Alfa, he wrote, what's the Chiman Noshman go David? He starts over saying, because of Shachar, he says, Tomid, Pasha Tomid, Roshoma Ashi, Shtamah, Rizkish, Mashmash, Manesrei, and then Mincho. But he throws in Parsha Tomid. Now, what you going to do that to get Noshim Yesh Lotin? But my sister, Shimon Zahar, is Oilam here. They got to say Parsha Tomid. But the same way that I point out, the gate of Maim Achoinim, the Kupay Aleph. Big tumult, Noshim Maim Achoinim not. Why not? Yeah, they should, don't. But see, the truth is that men should do Maim Achoinim. So whether women do Maim Brochus or Tomid, or Maim Achoinim, these Soyik Shavoy, the whole part of the Mizar, it's us that we do have to. The Getu Kitanim is into Mechanech them. So Sefer Kodim al Choysev says they count in the Meir Brochus Tfilin. And Kodim is not born Tfilin. So like we say, Noshim don't have to, Kitanim don't have to. Come on, looks like Mabonim is Sefer daily living. He says, Yishachal between 20 Brochus and 2 Brochus in the case of Tfilin. What time of the Chol Brochus? The idea of the Mechanechem by all mitzvahs applies even to May Brochus, the Mechanechem. Now he says, what age of Mechanechem? He says from the age 5. Now I don't know how in the world the Mechanech May Brochus, the kid who age 5, there's no Mincha, no Marib over here. I think the Gedders over here is 10, 11, they start damning Mincha, Marib over here. Not beforehand. They say Brochus, but not May Brochus, not Mechanechem May Brochus. Next question is, when exactly do you count the gate of the day, Meir Brochus? That means we know we have the Jewish day that goes from the night to the day. And then we have a day, the gate to Kabbalah. And Tefillah is connected to Kabbalah. And therefore we go like the Goyish day from day to night. How exactly do we count? Isn't night to day or day to night? The Sefer Itim, it's the Rishon, his man, the Rif. Can we get that Machlokes showing him this question? Is it day to night or night to day? Look at the Rambam of Tefillah Parag Zayin. He counts from the day till night. Tefillah is like Kabbalah's day to night, the Rekeach, the Reim. Atzal HaShani, look at the Bein HaMachai, Vod Avram, Sev HaManing, they go all the other way from night till day. It's Machloikis among the Yishayim. Along the Paiskim, come along the Paiskim. Agam, there isn't one same time as Chaim says you go from day till night. Look at the Paiskim, the Simon involved, they all count from night till day. It's very clear, we go like a Jewish day. It's Mag Avram, what?
Which part of the night?
So, all the places are very clear. We go from the case of night till day. Now the question is, once you go from night till day, When exactly does night start? When does day end? Is it Shkia? Is it Benish Moshes? Is it Seis? So Shlomo Zalman is a question. He says, Yesh Lestapek. Is it Shkia? Benish Moshes? Or Seis over here? Tzal B'chochmo or Shrombach, they're right. The Gedder is Seis. The Yesem Chaim Dineski, he said the Gedder is Shkia. So Rav Shaila, good Shaila, is it Shkia? Benish Moshes? It's Seis over here. Now, could be it's the Algemeinu Machloikis. When exactly night is, negate chesidim and litvish right time and half. I don't think it's the same sugyo. We know negate numis halachas, negate to, in general, how do you start the night? Start from shkiyo. So end by shkiyo. Maybe it says, depends on what halachas, yesh lo adun over here. So now I'm going to get a sofik. Now you could tell me, if it's the rice, so if the rice lo chumro. Numis poishkim one time, you're going to get a drabonon, so maybe it can be mekel. So there are two reasons why you have to be machma over here. Number one is the Mashal and Beo that brings out Tosi Shonim in the beginning. It says anything that's smachta akro is a get of the Raisa. People are going to bring this down numerous times. Once we saw a simulation of Beis, as a get of the Raisa and the get of Sugyo Mokso. Maisi pointed out that Mishmur does not go this way, he says a get of the Rabbanon. But the main thing is, the Kholi Svek Svek and Yodin Sim Kofiud, the Shach brings down from Rishonim. The loch is when you have a Sophic that's attached to the Sasri. Number Bakamo tracing that you'd aleph from an alphings down. Something that tied to the sastry cannot take on a kuli either way. For example, something you make a bracha benish moshes. Or maybe let's count it for the next day. But then maybe the benish moshes count for the day beforehand. Maybe count benish moshes both ways. You be a selfie can take on kuli both ways, tied to the sastry. So tracing is when you have a selfie, they can take it on both ways, tied to the sastry, it's not nichon to get a selfie be machmer. So the chula comes out if you love the sofik. Shalom on the svarim, shalom zalm chayim, and let's say a shtrumach. The chula also, if you have no psak over here, a kamlum cannot be machmer. You have to start counting maybe from seis, and you have to end by shkiyo. Practically, what does that mean to get to us? First, let's go to the cheshbon of meir brachas. The standard day usually you get meir brachas, on Shabbos we don't. Now, what is the cheshbon? The feed the mishnah brua. I assume the oilim sor. Him involved, he counts like this. First, he says, he starts off, you make a maple. Let's assume you make a maple. That's one. Second, he says, then in the morning, you say, Ashiyotzar, and you say, Nitil Sadaim. That's two more. Together, that's three. Then he says, you make Birch Shachar. That's 16. Together, that's 19. Then he says, you make Birch Torah, which he counts as three, which together is 22. And then he counts Sitzes and Tfilin. Tfilin counts as two. That's three, that's 25. That means before you start davening, you have 25. Then he goes on further and says, the gate of Birchat Filo, you have Boksh Omar and Yishtabach, that's two. The Birchat Krishma, you have at night during the day. You have three in the morning, four at night, that's seven. That means if you together, 7 2 is 9. If you take 9, 25, you have 34 before you get to Shemon Esrei. We'll get to it. So right now, this is, I'm saying his cheshbon. I'm just calling him a Mishnah Berurah. We got to. So it just makes it easier.
We're all cooking on this guy.
We're getting this. So we have myself 34 before we get to Shemon Esrei. 34. Shemon Esrei, even though it's 18, it's 19. You have, it's very clear, you have three times you say Shemon Esrei. Mariv Shachlis and Mincha, that's 57. 57 plus 34 is 91. That means before you eat, you have 91 brachas. Very simple. During the week, before you eat, regular davening, you have 91 brachas. Says the Mishmur, if you have one sudo, I mean, that's pas shachris. So you have Tilz Adayim and you have a Moitzi, two before. You have Bechs and Bolsin, four afterwards. That's six. That's 97. So we have 97 on a regular day, says the Mishmur. Now the Mishmur has 100. Why? Because he counts Yiru Einenu, which you don't do in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, and every time you bench, you have a kais, so you make it a barfiyah gofen and ala gefen. Fine, the Eilim Mori does not do it. So he has 100 on a regular day, we have 97 on a regular day. So very simple, 97. Now my father says, Ash Yotzer, a couple times in the bathroom. Fine, say it, very simple. 97. On Shabbos, what comes out, what do we have, says the Mishnah Berurah? Again, we said before you get to Shemona Esrei, you have 34. However, you're missing two from Tefillin, so you're down to 32. So you have 32. Now you have four Shemona Esreis with Musaf. you say 7 brachas, 7 times 4 is 28. So you have 32 plus 28, you have 60 right now. 60 brachas before the Suda. On the Suda itself, you have 3 Sudas. 6 brachas, to the time of the Moitzi, and 4 Bichsa Muslims, that's 18. 60 plus 18 is 78. Then you have Kiddush 2 at night and 1 during the day is 81. That means after you eat, you have 81. That means you have to really, during the week, you have, before you eat, you have 91. On Shabbos, after you eat, you have 81. That means you're missing 19 brachas after you eat. Now, Mishmua says you're missing only 13 brachas, because he counts kais by all three meals. You get 6 more. You get kais, I'll give him by your government, I'll give him by your government. Why you call Yachav Yachav? It's a kais, share the Mishnah Brua. So he says 13. But us, who don't have a kais, everyone does not have a kais, you're missing 19. That means if you do not know this halacha of chiv on lebrach kol yoyim, it's very easy to get mer brachas. You know what you're doing, and you know how to count it, and you get used to going to go do it. If you're not used to making mer brachas, usually you do not get mer brachas naturally on Shabbos. That means, let's say a person is missing 19 Shabbos, goes to learn for a night, come back, make 6 brachas. Very simple. Make mezainis for 8 hadom shakel by nefashin al gefen by nefashin al mechio. Basically, we get 6 brachas at night. Shabbos afternoon, another 6 brachas. Then again, later on in the afternoon, it's very easy to get many brachas. But if you don't know to medactic, to mizarz upon it, on Shabbos, usually you're not getting many brachas. And I've seen that, I tell people, count. You see it every Shabbos. First couple of weeks, they're running before the Zman to get many brachas. But after you get used to it, it's very simple. But you have to really, you're missing 19. Now take it a step further. Maybe you're missing more than 19. That means a couple of we have Suda Shlishis, most of us are benching after nighttime. Some have to taste, some only have to ski over here. We did count those 4 brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Even further, because we're saying, a person has Suda Shlishis, right? What happens? You have Birchas HaMazon. Let's say this is you bench after the taste, so even after ski, according to those say, get a ski, B'chaim Knievsky. Where do you put those 4 brachas in? Sunday or on Shabbos? Well, that's the question. Or let's make you further. Person makes it early Shabbos. His Adayim, his Amoitzi, his Mayrib, his Shemana Esrei, his Birkas Kriya Shema. Where exactly do you put these brachas over here? So among this form, the freedom of Mahalcha, among this form, where to go count these brachas? There's one idea over here, coming with Vosner, Shadaliski, Kerem Salochas. So the one time, whatever Shaykh to Shabbos is part and parcel of Shabbos. Myself, why is saying Birchas HaMazon for by Shalashus? For Shabbos. Why is Davin Mayer for Shabbos? That's one way of saying it over. What about a similar way, but a different way of saying it over. I'm sorry?
Early on
Friday.
Is it for Shabbos?
That's the question.
But you just said that everything that Shaykh to Shabbos is Shabbos.
We'll get.
You're doing Teshuvim. According to this, it's
the Par Shabbos. According to this, it says, step by step.
Is there
a Muslim? The one has his chus interrupted my father. And maybe the Dr. Miski, but no one else. The 2 doctors. The second idea, but similar idea, is Shagamaya. Even they say, somebody Nichol Negedah twice for Shabbos, that's Nichol Negedah Shabbos. Par Shabbos. And Nachmina, he said over, is a part of Shabbos or Tosfos Shabbos for 2 nafkaminas. Well, let's say during the week you daven Mayer from Plagen onwards. If you mean Tosfos Shabbos, not Tosfos of Monday went to Sunday. It didn't go earlier. Therefore, it would be now when you daven Mayer from Plagen onwards, part of the day beforehand. If it's Nichol, how we go mitzali sugi is part of nighttime, be Nichol the next day. And not nafkamina for Kert. A person, he makes early Shabbos and he goes to the bathroom and says, Asher Yotzar. It's a part of Shabbos, not part of Shabbos. But part of Tosfos Shabbos, part of Tosfos Shabbos. So according to Avoza, one that will be part of the night and one that will be part of the day. According to Shagamai, it will be Pukva Kert. A third idea over here, coming from Shom Zalman, he writes in Shuman, Chalabay Simadalad. He writes about Suda Shlishis. He says, you bench after Tzais, that's part of Sunday. He writes very clearly. He says, Maisa, day is day, night is night. The get tefillah from Tumba. We could go earlier. Because now it's no shaykh is one to another. What taina? Send the tabach chokma. Send the yashiv. Send the shchomach. Day is night is night. Go after this man shabui. Those that minchah after shkia, assuming it's not shkia yet. That's all you said, Shabbat.
If you're doing Teshlomet
for Tefillah, that means that it's shaykh for the other day. He's doing it for Shabbat. I hear. I'm not sure. When he makes the Cheshmer of Brachas, he says, therefore, come along a person the regular Shabbos is not missing 19. The missing Shal Shud is missing 23. That means everyone in this room, B'der Klal, is missing 23 on Shabbos, not 19 on Shabbos. I'm meeting with a Cheshmer 19, missing Mechza Moset. And those who make early Shabbos, Birch Krishma is 4, Shmanasa is 7, Kiddush and Zil Zayim is 4, they're missing another 15, they're missing 38 brachas. If 72, I said, well, again, Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Shlomach said, the head of the Badas, Rav Yashiv says, Sabbath Chokma says, they say day and night is night. Simple button. Okay? He goes this way that the get is day and night and night is. Neither comes out, either you're missing 23 brachas on Shabbos, or you're missing 38 brachas on Shabbos. Fidus Mahalach. Then you want to tell me you have a psak over here, you're only missing 19. Might say, if you're missing, can you be missing 23 or 38, if you don't know this concept is in you over here, you're missing out on the segula, also a chiv, but the segula will be making. Or may brachas and leads to you and to avo. Love the chalavavcha and avshchem over here.
It is.
Right. So what are the eitzes? How exactly get to may brachas? So the Gemara's mamshech atzel may brachas brings down from Chio. And Rashi explains you should eat peiros, amine megodim, things that smell over here or nash over here. And we have a title over here that a person should have yad peiros megodim. The istugim here to nash and Shabbos. A mitzvah to nash and Shabbos as Meir Brochus. How else can you get together of Meir Brochus besides the concept of, let's say, nashing? Let's say a person does not appreciate nashing. Let's say his wife or mother does not let him nash. Or not always that simple to nash and Shabbos. So there's a Rosh and Brochus on Perek Tes. It brings down that a person, he has kavono to hear the Birch Satoro of the by the Elias. And here's the master. And number two, he says, Amen. I mean, number one, says Kavono to be mighty. Where's the Torah? And he says, Amen. It's Nichol to get a Meir Brachas. Brought down by the Torah in Reish Vei Dalet and the Mechaber, Reish Vei Dalet. Says the person is number one, is Mechavein. Where's the Torah? And number two says, Amen. It's part and parcel of Meir Brachas. That means it comes out. Now the guy in the lead is doing whatever he thinks he has to do. He is. He's doing whatever he's supposed to go do. He is. He's doing whatever he's supposed to go do. Whatever his mechayiv is. That means it comes out. The gedik creates a Torah. We have on Shabbos 8 aliyahs. We have the bracha before, bracha afterwards. It's 16 brachas. Mincho, we have 3 before and 3 afterwards. It's another 6. With that Torah, it's 5. So it comes out on a regular Shabbos. You have 27 brachas. Why is the Gemara giving you an Eitzah? Between Marib and Paris. Megodim thinks it goes smell. You're missing a Shabbos. You're 13 going to Meshavuah. 19, 23. Very simple. Kriyas HaTorah. The Mafter. The Mafter over here. You have 27. Why the world cannot be Mekayim the Indian with Kriyas HaTorah? Even the Mogar of Rome. The only time to be serving on Kriyas HaTorah when you do not have Paris. You don't have the option. Words of Mishavuah is Ayyadeh Chak. That means it's truly passing like this. It's a Mechab, it's a Torah. But the Yisrael Shabbat is Ayyadeh Chak be Samech upon this. The correct thing is not that way. But when you're stuck, we'll get to Yom Kippur. When you're stuck, that's what you go do to listen to the Birch Satorah before and afterwards and the Mafter to get the Birch over here. Now, there's a question how in the world is Birch Satorah and Maisa working over here? Among the Gedolei Achorim seem to be two different ways to understand the Yisrael Shavoi. The way that people go to Mizan and Sim involved is Sim Kuf of Dalet. It comes from the Gemara and Brachas, Naftan Gimel. The Mizan, the Yisrael, Gedolei Oina Oimim, Yoshim Levarach. Sim Levarach is Nichol Meir Brachas. The Gedolei Oina Oimim is more than the Brach itself. So the Oimim is, if Mei Brochus is a Brocho, Koshkein Omein is Nichon Negeda of Mei Brochus over here. That's Yishoy Shemoy. That little Gemara Brochus is Machlokes over there. Shall I also be Paskin? But that's how the Prima Gondom goes. Atzad Hasheni, the Mabita, that's not Maisha, that's not the Yishoy. He wants a Taino, the Dafko, the case over here is by Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is put on you, the Tzibah over here. It's put upon us. We have to be part of the Tzibah and listen to it. So since we are part of the Kriyas HaTorah, how do we get the Kriyas HaTorah to associate us to Meir Brochus? We have Kavono to be yaitzim with him, with the idea of Amen. Now it comes to us. Nafkamina said Shtombach, as you go over to a person in the morning and he says, Berach Shachi, you say Amen. So Shtombach, go to Amen Yaitzim of Varach, every Berach Shach works. He said himself, he's simple about that sometimes. Go and tell the circle of my bit, because Shach is not in the Tzibur, in the Yochid. Go to my bit, my see, not in the category over here. My see, go to my bit, the Yisrael Shabbat, one Afkamino, the Yisrael Shach. Could be maybe another Afkamino. We'll get to. Another Afkamino, could be, should a person who is, here is Bechza Torah, by a Christ of Torah, should a person say, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. That means those who want Taino, if it's good, you know, Yishma Baruch, you can't say it. The state is, I mean, Yitzhak with this brochas coming to me. The loch is when I hear Baruch Pia Gofen to a person, be Yitzhak their Gofen, I should not say Baruch Hu Shemoi. That's number one. But I they point out, even though B'di'er is not Ma'akiv, but usually we say Baruch Hu Shemoi, the guy said, oh, Elokeinu already. And you lost out the brocho, because he cannot speak when he says Elokeinu. That means if he stops, it's Beseder. But he doesn't stop, the person gets the Aliyah. So you lost out the Elokeinu. Therefore, Agam is the Elf HaMokim that says you should say or couldn't say Baruch Hu Shemoi. There's a Moshe Mechaim Kinevsky says you should not say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoi when it comes to be Yitzhak with the idea of Berachas HaTorah over here.
Is there a place by the
you have to listen. Is it working on Shemeir Ko'inah? But you have to, again, the words are you have to give Vona to be Yitzhak the Baruch with the words of Amen. More than Shemeir Ko'inah. Shemeir Ko'inah, Amen is not Ma'akev. Here you need the Amen. It's more than that. That's what I wrote down. I hear.
So now, does he have to have
Yeah. You have to come on. You got two things. You have to come on. No, so I think the one getting Aliyah is coming to do for the Tzibur. You're doing whatever is supposed to do for the Tzibur. That's naturally, that's everyone who is a chasim is for the Tzibur. Now, Rosh Hashanah is coming up. The question over here, Negei to Rosh Hashanah, Negei to Meir Brochus, they point out is no Suda Shlishis. However, we are Moisif. The idea of Shemona Esrei. Lo'id, we have the idea of Shaif over here. So it comes out on Rosh Hashanah, we have 78 brachas after the Suda. That means we're missing 22 brachas. Fine, so on the regular Shabbos, you're missing 23. On Rosh Hashanah, you're missing 22. Come out the same side. The main problem is really is Yom Kippur. That means Negeir to Shabbos after you eat, you have 81 brachas, we said. Having Yom Kippur, we don't eat. That means you're missing from the Suda the 18 brachas of benching. Void, you're missing the case of Kiddush, three more. It comes out, you left with 60 brachas. However, you have to add in Nilo. So you have 67 brachas on Yom Kippur. That means on Yom Kippur, you have 33 brachas, and some count Shech Yonu. Depends how you look upon it. Others says you count it, because it's part of Yom Kippur, Lashitosai. Others say, when you say Shech Yonu, before Shkiyo. So you don't count it. So shall you count Shech Yonu or not? Yesh Lodun. But my so, then hog is, we have missing Yom Kippur and Yom HaDin 33 brachas of the Meir brachas. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? On Yom HaDin, you can't eat. Even going to the bathroom 33 times is not that simple. Even if you're pregnant, it's not that easy. I don't think anyone in this room is pregnant. But to the Maisa, on Yom HaDin, you're missing 33 brachas. What are you going to do? So the Maisa, if you listen to Shacharis, to Kriyas HaTorah, and Mincha, we have Kriyas HaTorah, and also we have Maftar Yoino. It comes out together, you have Kavono, by the brach before and afterwards. With the Maftar, you have 30 brachas over there. Then you're only missing three. That's very similar. You go to the bathroom, or you smell something. You have to realize that in Yom Medin, you have no Kavono, and don't say Amen, or you come late to Mincha, you list the Kriyas HaTorah over there. But Maisi, you're missing Meir brachas over here. I went over to a room in the Orcha Shabbos, and I asked him, why not to announce the Tzibur? On Yom Kippur, tell them to have Kavono. by the brachas over here, by Kriyas HaTorah. I went to him 2 years in a row, and he told me that's not the minhag. We don't do that. I don't want to go the third year in a row. But my son, what? The Oyim does not Yom Adin to miss out Meir Brachas. The Skula and the Chiyav. But my son, we have an Inuvi and Meir Brachas. It's very, and Yom Kippur people do not know. The people know this in the regular Shabbos. Yom Kippur solely should know this in. So what are the other Eitzes? The interesting thing is another idea that bring down Rashi and Siddur and Simon Aleph. They bring it down when we say in Kilakenu that has inside of it Brachas. He says, what do? We say the word Ein 4 times, say the word Me 4 times, and Noida 4 times. The Rosh Hashanah is Amen. And after we say 4 times, the Baruch, after we say Baruch and Atta, Baruch say 4 times, and Atta say 4 times. So saying Baruch, Atta, Amen, therefore we have 12 more Baruchs over there. We have Baruchs over there. Go down the Maksavitri, the Shpulekin, the Kolba, the Rekeach, the Enkel, the King, the Gedem, the Brochus. Save a Manig Rishon, he says, Ain Shurish Vanaf Lazembinik. There's no Makor, the idea of that somehow the Rosh Tevas of Omnein and Baruch HaTorah get together, the Brochus. Where the world that comes from? Ain Shurish Vanaf. Now they point out, when the Mishmuan and Simon Mavov is trying to make a Chaj Meir Brochus, on Shabbos, we all say Enkel, the Mishmuan does not say it over there. Yet in Tov Fresh Chol Beis Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Mishmur says we say in Kelakenu on Shabbos, so we have Meir Brachas.
Doesn't say Kriyas HaTorah.
What?
Doesn't say Kriyas HaTorah either.
No, that's the Mechaber. That's what Mishas HaTchak. So the question we is, we have sounds like Sears Mishavruah. So when there is a question behind to Rav Scheinberg, he says we have Sears Mishavruah. One time he says yeah, one time no. He says look with the Ikal Lochad brought down. He says since the Ikal Lochad is Simon Vov, he makes the Cheshbon over there. Big the Mishmur says you do not count in Kalakenu. Don't like to save a manik, not pour down the place in Kalakenu. Is a Khakniyevki means only definitely get of Shasid Chak, maybe. Another case to be Moisif, to be Nikhil get a Meir Brachas, what about Shlich the Shlich Tzibur, which does Chador Shashat? Better than the two cases. One is to be the Shlich Tzibur itself. You down for the Omen, the count Meir Brachas. So Shtumach says in the Khalakai, he tries every time I Mincha to be the Shlich Tzibur. Want to get Meir Brachas. With all those who are Medakti B'Shalom Zalman said, if you are the Shleich Tzibur, it's Meir Brachas. But if you listen to the shots saying, over Shimon Esrei, is that Nechal to get a Meir Brachas or not? They want to have a Chora, could be, depends on how you send these three Shabbai. They get the Kriyas HaTorah. The mice, the words of Mishra Brua, when he brings it down, Simon Vav, the Magav Rom, his words are, Efsha Shiyotzei Adayit Chak. Don't say it. But it comes along that the mice, the Gertu, Kriyas HaTorah, he says, B'Shat HaTchak. By Chazor Shashat, he says, Efshir B'Shat HaTchak. That means it comes out, what to go do on Shabbos to make up the Meir Brochas. Number one, Peris. That's the Gemara. Mash. Number two, Kriyas HaTorah after, that's the Chosh HaLoch, but B'Shat HaTchak. Number three, Efshir B'Shat HaTchak, is Chazor Shashat. Some upon that maybe Yom Kippur. And number four, Semchat Ein Kelakenu. They do this course, let's say missing brachas over here. Is there an eitzo of making a bracha, going a bracha she'ein tzricho? That means there really are two ways to do a bracha she'ein tzricho. First, I have in front of them an apple and an orange. If they're missing two brachas, it's getting late. You know what? I make a bracha on the apple without kavanah for the orange, and now I make a bracha on the orange. Make two brachas. Or another way, I make a bracha on the apple, walk outside, come right back, and make a bracha again on the apple. Are you allowed to go do that? Come on, Lashon says, is that Brocha in Tzricho? I said, no, it's Tzricho. What's a Tzricho? Meir Brochas. That is a Tzricho. Come on, the Mogar Rom and the Mishmur and Simeon Vov, he disagrees. So the Mice, at the end of the day, means that the Brocha Shaboy is not Tzricho. I'm making the Poskim say, not Nechel to get up Tzricho. However, the Poskim do speak out, but let's say, I don't want to eat an apple. But I'll eat an apple, it's not Meir Brochas. Now, that's Nechel to get up Tzricho. I don't want to know, because once I eat the apple, there's a tzricho over here, that's definitely get over here. Just to be Messiah, Shlomo Zalman, in the Lichah Shlomo and Tfilo, Perek HaBeis, where people asked what to work on, Be'is Tzaro, Mesak and Nifin of Yonim. So people think, you know, what we say, I'll tell you Shabbos, Sneas, Rosh Hashanah, learn Torah. It's important over there, people asked to want to Mechazik, they say to work on in the Meir Brachas Choyon V'yayim. Now, Vada, we had to work on Shabbos and Tzias and Lashon Hara and Torah and everything. But also, and very important, especially on Shabbos, it's very easy to go do it. You can get used to it. But once you go do that, takvi zecha, tav avu, and yo, lakta betrochim, should be very simple. There's one thing we left after the simon. My father doesn't want me to say it right now because it's getting late. But the idea of learning Torah on Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, we'll leave it open for Thursday at the end of Seder. And we're going now to the Suda Shlishas.
Because by you giving them money for the whole year, you're depriving other people. It's very selfish of you. So since the day is tshuva, I said I want to do tshuva. Last year, we had a microphone that I personally donated the whole thing. So I want to ask the people, I took away the mitzvah for you. So now I'm giving you the opportunity to do the sacrament and give the money to everybody to participate, plus 295 shekels in a value. Ginsburg is collecting the shape of the Chofetz Chaim.